News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And it's sunny, which means that about 60,000 young people have to suffer through the torture that is the Leaving Cert. With us is Dan Sheedy, who's principal of the Tuition Centre. In the final couple of days and weeks before they actually start sitting the first papers, Dan, what's the advice? I assume it is stay awake nonstop, fueled by Red Bull and spoons of instant coffee, and cram like your hair is on fire.
Oh, that's exactly it, Anton. The same as myself and yourself did back in our day, you know. It's a challenging few weeks. God bless the Leaving Cert, though, thank God. We'd never have a summer only for it. It is, you know, my heart goes out actually to students, of course, obviously, but it's actually a very challenging period for the parents. I had my own daughter doing the Leaving Cert last year, and, you know, I taught Leaving Certs for 25 years, and I, of course, like every teacher, I thought I knew it all, but it's not until you have the Leaving Cert in your house. It does. It changes the house, yeah, for the whole year, but particularly, you know, from about 2 weeks ago until the exams are over. It's a challenging time for both parents and students. And, you know, in terms of advice to students at this stage, there's a number of things you can kind of say to students. God knows if they would listen to us at this stage, but there's a few things that hopefully would reduce the pressure and reduce the stress. The first one is, I think it's the old Shakespeare quote, you know, comparisons are odious. So you don't have to compare what you're doing with what your friends are doing. You know, your friend might be down in the library from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. That doesn't mean you have to do exactly that. Students have to do kind of, you know, what suits them. I mean, I remember myself, I never studied until maybe after 7 o'clock at night. No way. I couldn't do anything after 7 o'clock in the evening, and definitely staying up late after 7 or 8 o'clock studying, it just does nothing for you. You know, a tired mind kind of creates problems, whereas a rested mind solves them. The other big thing for students to know, Anton, would be you don't have to know everything. You don't have to revise everything. I mean, they mightn't feel it, but this year's Leaving Cert and Junior Cycle to a lesser extent, but certainly the Leaving Cert cohort, they have an advantage over most years that have ever done the Leaving Cert, because a number of the arrangements that were put in place for COVID are still in place. So there's certain subjects, like, for example, geography, they can leave out a topic. There's still good timing arrangements, you know. So it's not all bad. You know, you have it better than a lot of people had the Leaving Cert, and an awful lot of the Leaving Cert syllabus that are out now, they're there since 2026. So lads, everything that can be asked has been asked. Your exam papers are your best friend now. Get into them.
So what's the advice then for parents? Because a very difficult balance to strike between keeping enough pressure on that they stay focused, but not overwhelming them, being supportive, but not being cloying. How do you thread that needle?
Yeah, and again, I speak from experience from last year. My advice to every single parent out there is back off. I mean, it will do absolutely no good to your child saying, you should be doing this. Why aren't you studying? Now, kids are really smart. You know, they know they should be studying. They know what they should be doing. If they're not studying at a particular time when you think they should be, there's probably a reason for that. As a parent, what do? You buy them the chicken fillet roll whenever they want it. Yes, you let them have those awful energy drinks that we know are terrible for them, but lecturing them on that will not work. They will turn on you like a feral cat. It's literally get the timetable for the exams, print it off and put it up on the fridge. Make sure you know as a parent when their exams are on. I mean, I supervised the Leaving Cert for years. The Maze and Anton, every year you'll get a couple of kids arriving in late because they forgot their exam was on that date. So as a parent, have it up in the fridge and say in a nice, kind manner the night before, you know, now you've got history tomorrow morning, love. You know, if they want something nice to eat, take them there, pick them up after each exam. They're all going to say, on a serious note, they're all going to come out of the exams and most of them are going to say, oh, I don't think I did well. Even if they did well, that's the nature of Leaving Certs. You know, if there's 40 questions and one of them is very hard, the poor Leaving Certs are going to come out and they will obsess over that one. So as parents, it's our job to say, look, don't worry, you probably did way better than you think. Come on, let's go home. Let's have something nice to eat. That's one down. And, you know, let's hit it again tomorrow and just do our best in each exam. But certainly, I made this mistake last year. You know, you cannot be studying now, Al. You know, and they will turn on you. You know, they know what they should be doing. Nice food. Calm, relaxed environment at home. That's what these kids need now.
Dan, let me finish up with a bit of bad news for you. I'm used to texters giving out to me, but unfortunately they're now taking you down with me. A text to say, ah, lads, I doubt Red Bull was a thing when ye did the Leaving Cert. When do you think Red Bull came to Ireland? Red Bull was, I assume, Dan, you had Red Bull available to you if you'd wanted it. Not that you would have indulged.
Oh, I don't know, Anton. I did my Leaving Cert in 1997, so I don't think there was Red Bull back then.
Of course there was. It was long established at that point, Dan.
My Waddy Orange is what I was having.
Dan, thanks very much. That is Dan Sheedy, who is principal of the Tuition Centre. Texts say, it's much better doing your exams during good weather, which lifts your spirits rather than in awful, miserable weather. That was my experience anyway. Well, that's...
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.